Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, hello. Okay, that's better.
I got a unicorn on my app.
What?
Let me show you. Oh, I filled her today. But look.
So pretty.
She's so cute. Yeah. And now, tomorrow, I'll get a new character.
That's so cool. No, mine's just a dang cat the whole time.
Okay. We're recording. Alrighty. I'm probably not going to edit the video. I'm just going to leave it in all its glory.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, because literally, tomorrow is so jam-packed.
Yeah.
I'm going from... Oh, the shoot. I was like, why do I have to be up early tomorrow? I have the shoot, and then Larry's come over to cut the hair, and then we're going on our walk, and then I have a Rover meet and greet. I think it might end up...
Go to bed!
There's a child in here. We're not even in here yet.
We're back in our original roots. My house.
Because we've got a lot going on this week.
Yeah. I better check.
Yep. Guess I am editing the video. I don't know when. Allie's telling her children that ghosts are going to eat them on the couch. Clutch is upset that I smell like other dogs. I could tell.
It's okay. He'll deal.
Yeah. Deal with it, dog.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
You're also on a very wobbly table.
Yep. In a dark room. We're back in...
You might not want to watch this YouTube.
No. We're back in... Thanks, Clutch. Clutch gets to make an appearance in season two. We didn't think he would.
That's true. It was all Slash.
Yeah. Because we're back home. Back home. Back in my home. Where our whole original... We kicked it
off.
Where it all started. Season one.
It's not going to sound shitty.
Yes. I'm very excited about that. Thank goodness. My gosh. But
how are we starting it?
How do you guys think we should start our episode? Please tell us.
We'll wait.
Oh gosh. So on Monday's episode, we were talking about Aragorn.
Really?
And in it, we brought up, I don't even remember, I didn't count.
A million.
Different fandoms.
Yeah. Way too many. More than seven.
More than seven, yeah. Because we did. Okay, let's see if we can figure it out.
Charmed. Uh-huh. Sailor Moon. Twilight.
Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Five. We got five. No.
Star Wars.
Yep. We had at least seven at one point. And then we added to it.
Oh, Inuyasha. Spirited Away, I think.
I don't know.
Well, anime. There was another big one. Look, now we can hear him sniffing really well.
Oh, you just want to give me licks. Clutch does, not me. Yeah, go over to the YouTubes and you could see my puppy dog.
Giving me kisses.
And my super cluttered room.
Yeah, but we mentioned many.
Yeah, lots. Fandoms. So we figured, why not talk about fandoms in this episode? Because what else we got to talk about?
Nothing.
No one's messaging us. We're going to call you guys out.
Everybody said that. We're going to lose that. I was never going to lose episodes. We're going to lose listeners.
Yes, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't stop complaining.
Goodness, they keep complaining that we're not talking to them. We don't want to talk to them, obviously.
No, as long as you guys are listening, whatever, you don't have to talk to us. Yeah, just,
we'll just figure it out. It just might be really boring minis. Okay, sorry.
We're working on it.
I was just going to say, it's actually going to, I realize, because next week's is going to be fun. Because what are we doing on Friday?
Oh, we're going to another remote location.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Yeah, so we got another remote next week.
I can feel your wet whiskers from you licking me so much.
Dude, he's like intense.
He's disgusting.
You just lay down. Lay down.
Yeah, goodness. I'm going to need a shower because you licked me so much. I'm going to go work with some doggies tomorrow and they're going to be like, ew, he's been licking another dog.
The stinky little gross
sausage dog. Yeah.
But we got, yeah, so we got a remote and then we have, I think we'll have, what will we have? One more minisode for the season?
Mm-hmm.
Or two more? Because are we doing a minisode after our recap or no?
No.
Okay. Recap's the final
We're
episode.
Done.
We're done with you guys.
The end of season two.
Yes. So yeah, we only have two more remote.
We have way more remotes.
Yeah, two more minisodes.
So yeah, let's talk fandoms.
Okay.
Do you want to go for it?
Well,
miss no fan.
No fandoms. No, I like
got Harry Potter.
My Harry Potter's my main one, but I mean Supernatural. Mm-hmm. My gish.
Mm-hmm. My
goodness gracious. I really want to make a shirt and it says my Patronus is a 67 Chevy Impala. And I want that shirt so bad. I'm trying to sell it for $50 on Amazon. I'm really like, I'll go make it on my Cricut.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, right?
Do it.
And so, yep. So that was Cam and mine's show. I don't even know how we got into that one. We were told it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started watching it. Well, I was like, we had it on our list, and it was like, this is taking freaking forever to watch. So I was like, I'll watch an episode. He was at work.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary. So I turned it off. And then I was like, you have to watch this with me. It's really, and then going back and rewatching, I'm like, that was not even a scary show at all. And then that's how we started that one. And then Harry Potter, we've gone into when we recorded Harry Potter. That's how I started with that one, too.
Yeah.
Those are my first two. Now you pick two.
Well, my first two. Star Wars. and that's just because my dad was obsessed with it. Like, my whole family's obsessed with Star Wars. So that's just kind of a born into thing that I think is the same for a lot of people.
Have you done any, like, fun memories involving Star Wars? Like, have there been anything, like, anything special involving it?
Are you trying to get me to talk about my Hayden Christensen story again?
No, I really am asking, like, trying to make it more than a 13-minute pod of us just listing off fandom. So I'm like, what else can we talk about?
Well, I did the Hayden Christensen thing that I already talked.
I don't know if you did.
Actually, I don't think I did. I just realized, I was like, wait, that wasn't that Comic-Con.
I don't think.
I met Darth Vader. Well, not James Earl Jones. Oh my God, that would be amazing. But right. I met Hayden Christensen at Comic-Con. I'm so glad that we're back to doing it in March so that I can differentiate which con it was. Because I think it was two times ago, but like technically it was still like in the same year. I don't know, guys. But he was the only star that I met that year. And I freaked out because it's Darth Vader and Allie knows this. In freaking middle school, I was so obsessed with him.
Oh
All
my
gosh. Binder covers were just collages of him.
One of the many celebrities in Bree's life.
Yeah. Hayden Christensen, Johnny Depp. That's one of the guys I'm obsessed with. So it was a big deal for me that he was coming to Comic-Con. And I dressed as Darth Vader. I was really sad because he still had it. This was when they were still doing the plexiglass because of COVID. And so he had the plexiglass. And I was like, how am I going to make this a cool picture? Because normally I like to like hug them or do something cute with them. And I was like, with plexiglass, that's going to be hard. So I was like, I'm going to ask him to do a force fight with me. And I got up there and I asked him if we could do a force fight. And he was like, what does that look like? I wanted to be like, sir, you've had force fights. You should know more than I should. But I posed us and he kind of laughed. And then I asked for a hug afterwards and he said, sure.
Even with the plexiglass.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I got to walk around the plexiglass and get a hug.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. He said yes.
I was surprised and he didn't even hesitate. I asked and he was like, yeah, absolutely. You can get a hug. And I was like,
well, that's good.
I love you. Can I have your other children?
Oh my gosh.
You said too. What was my, I guess pirates would be my other big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that kind of kickstarted everything. That really kickstarted all my fangirl stuff.
Really? It was that one?
Yeah, like doing the midnight premieres and stuff.
That's when you started them?
Uh-huh.
I don't know when I started them. I mean, probably with you. So probably then.
Mm-hmm. Pirates scare me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't... Do you guys really want me to get back into Johnny Depp? Let's do it.
Cool. Let's see.
What have been the most surprising fandoms you're a part of?
Well, I'm into Marvel. Was that not a fandom? Marvel?
It is, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh. I mean, I didn't say that was the surprising one. It was just... I'm into Marvel, but since Cam passed, because we would do, that would be our midnight showings, I'm currently 5 movies behind, so I don't know how into it I am anymore, or if that's a
They've also kind of like
not as good anymore.
I mean, they're still good, but I also feel like it's overdone at this point. They just keep coming out.
It was pretty much, we made it to Endgame,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of dwindled off. But, okay, what one are you thinking of for me?
Twilight.
Oh. Okay. Twilight, I guess. I was going to let you take that one.
That's true. Maybe we should have did that.
I'm surprised you didn't put that for your top two.
Well, we were talking about the fandoms that, like, started it all.
Oh.
Twilight was not one that started it all for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I guess technically Twilight is also the most surprising for me because I hardcore did not want to get into it. And now I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also really glad. I was really nervous that covering it would ruin the movies for me.
You got to find all the details.
Yeah. Especially Eclipse. But this week I've been dying to watch them all again. So... Yeah.
Don't let me forget to give you your DVD back.
Allie has me breaking down part two, you guys.
From when we watched it. That's how long it's been since she's watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she had it.
I didn't either until I put a movie in for Tyler. And I was like, oh.
Like, whoops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let's see. I would say growing up as a kid, Pokemon was my go-to. And now Riley's obsessed with it and I've kind of lost enjoyment in it because when she was, not so much anymore, but when she was younger, like 3, oh my gosh, I had first gotten COVID. Like, so it was January 2021. I first gotten COVID and So I'm locked inside, and all this girl wants to play is real life
Pokemon.
Yes, real human Pokemon. I'm like, so in case you didn't know,
it's the best game.
It really is. Like,
for
I
parents,
shouldn't
easy.
Be complaining. It's just, you know, when you play a game over and over and over and over again,
you're throwing a stuffed ball at your child or a little bouncy ball.
Okay, I legit just sit on the couch, right? And for her birthday, I got her like stuffy Pokeballs, or like four different ones. And I just sit there and she does all the work. She pretends to be the Pokemon and I just chuck these balls at her. And she's just like, does the whole bling, 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 being inside the Pokeball and bum, 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 bum. And like, I have a Pokemon book that has like, it's basically the Pokedex, right? Of all 800 plus, however many there are now, Pokemon.
Way too many.
So many. And so I just read it and then we battle and she does both battles. So she's like my Pokemon and then the opponents, and I just have to read off these battle, like their
attacks.
Thank you. Legit.
Allie, I just was super into Pokemon.
You guys, like I said, it's dwindled.
Yeah, I was big into the cards, which then also got me big into Magic.
I remember collecting the cards, not really knowing, like my neighbor, my best friend, collected the cards. Also not knowing, we didn't play the game, we just collected the cards. And I remember the fun part would be trading the cards, right? And so she's like, but you can't ever trade this one because it was your first ever Pokemon card. Cute. And so I still remember Mankey was my first ever Pokemon card.
So you know how stupid I am? I didn't know that shiny was a thing in the cards until like, I think 2 years after Pokemon Go came out. And then I was like, because I was talking to someone and my first shiny card was Charizard. And I loved that card because Charizard is my favorite. Well, he's not my favorite. He's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. He's one of my go-to. But I loved that I had that one shiny. And I was telling this to someone. And they were like, oh, that's so cool. You had a shiny. And I was like, oh, this is where that comes from in the games.
I do not play Pokemon Go anymore. I used to.
I still do. My mom. So forever ago when I was big into it, what I did was I got my mom to log into my account so that she could help me hatch eggs and spin stops and catch Pokemon. And now I'll go through spurts where I'm not playing. And then she'll like text me when I'm on a trip or something and be like, have you checked Pokemon? I'm like, I guess I should.
I just remember the week it came out, right? And we went to Dash Point Park. Or no, Point Defiance. Everyone was there, but it was like the coolest thing because everyone was friends with everybody. So it's like, oh, if you go over here, like strangers, if you go over here, you know, there's a bunch of, I don't know, Charmanders or whatever there were. And it was just, I was like, the whole world loved each other. And then people started playing it, driving and getting crashes and being dumb. But no, it used to eat my phone battery. Does it still do that?
Yeah.
That's why I stopped playing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I still play it. It's still fun.
Cameron and I used to have dates. We would just go walk the park and we'd be hunting for Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I one time when Pikachu first came out, but he wasn't like local to the area. Mm-hmm. I drove like an hour and a half to a park where I knew he spawned by myself. And walked this park for like 2 hours until I got him.
Oh my gosh.
And the whole time my mom was texting, did you get him? Did you get him? Have you seen him yet? Well, not yet.
I remember when Detective Pikachu came out and you could catch Pikachu with a hat on. Yeah. That one was fun.
Yeah. Now he's got many hats and I have all of them. And I also,
oh my gosh.
Because I obviously keep one of every Pokemon that I catch, but then I also realize that they do male and female, and the male and the female are, they typically have like just the slightest little difference.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I have to keep one of a male and one of a female. And every time I go through my Pokedex, I'm like, I should just get rid of some of these. And then I like think about it for a second and I'm like, no, all your hard work.
But you could get the candies.
I don't care about the candies. I care about keeping the Pokemon.
I know, me too. I have to have one of each, too. I didn't know there were differences. Maybe now I have to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. So it's the girl who doesn't play.
Every once in a while, it's still downloaded on my phone.
Okay. I was like, girl, you just said, yeah, I'm not going to play.
It's on my phone. I still got it. Riley wasted all my Pokeballs. I can't hunt for anything anymore. So
you got to go spend those stops.
I know.
But... or have friends send you gifts.
I know.
Do you have friends?
I do. I think you're one of them. Send me gifts.
I bet my mom's probably tried. You probably haven't opened them.
Let's find it. Where's my phone? Let's see. My status. Why not? Status? What else we got to talk about? Where do I have my games at? There we go. Oh, it needs to update to continue. I was about to play you guys the opening song, but guess I can't.
Does your phone always have the little like bubble of whoever you talk to?
I set it up to do that.
Oh.
Why?
Every time you send me a screenshot, I just see myself, and I thought it was just because like you were in the app. Uh-huh. So now I saw it, I was like, oh wait.
No, I can set it. It used to not. So it used to when I first like mm-hmm. downloaded Messenger, mm-hmm. and then it went away, and it drove me crazy because I was so used to it, right?
Yeah.
And then I got used to it not, yeah. so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I saw somewhere in the settings that I could have it back, and I was like, oh, I want to try it again. And now I'm like,
you're like, yes.
I know I haven't decided, like, I mean, I've obviously kept it, but I haven't decided if it's like which one I like better.
Yeah.
It's going to make me log in again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know my stuff.
Did you not have it remember you? Oh. She did not.
I did have it remember me, but it needed an update, so it logged me out.
Blame the app.
I sure will. While using the app. Continue.
Does your watch talk to your phone?
No, it's just Fitbit, but I'm going to go buy a smartwatch in the next few days, I think. I've officially decided.
Smart. I love my smartwatch. It'll talk to Pokemon and count your steps
what?
And use that as your walk
really?
For your eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That'll make it a little easier. I don't want to update again. Oh my gosh.
Allie hasn't played in so long that it just needs to update and update and update and update. Look, you've got a
Sunflower
friend.
Egan. Is that Lexi? Sunflower Egan? That sounds like Lexi.
It does sound like Lexi, but I don't.
How do I check my friends? Oh, I have 7 friends. Thanks.
Cassidy
sent me
yet?
Something. Wait, how do I do it? I just click it.
she swipes it away.
You guys, I'm so
old.
Cute. There's some fun stuff on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're
wow,
almost...
you're not even best friends with him.
I'm not best friends with anybody.
Rude.
Aw. Jerk hasn't sent me anything.
What a jerk. How dare
you? I was talking about Cameron, you guys. I'll let you in on the joke here. He's one of my 7 lonely 7 friends. And he's not even here anymore. Oh, no. So I have 6 friends in reality. It's a little sad. But, like, okay, so I guess now I have to open them all or I'm going to go crazy. I do like with the gift thing how they show you the picture where they swiped it at.
Mm-hmm. My mom actually when I got a ton from Hawaii,
uh-huh.
she sent them, but she's kept one because she doesn't want to give it the last one away.
So cute. Yeah, you're gonna have to edit.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.
Video's not coming out on Wednesday.
That's fine. Let's keep an eye out for it. Okay, that was what I was gonna say. Look, I'm so like old school. I have freaking Eevee as my character. I don't know if I have any like new cards. Pokemon. Where's my list?
Well, the good thing with the buddies is the buddies help you like evolve them quicker.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. See, I don't know any of this stuff. Like, I've never done a battle.
Oh my gosh, battles are fun.
I'm always so scared. Oh, Pokemon! Let's see if I can catch it. I have some Pokeballs.
From your gifts.
Oh, is that from what?
Yeah. That is from what?
I got it.
Gotta catch them all.
Oh, I already had that one. Lame. Pointless. Pointlessness.
Toss her phone.
Anyways, that was a whole tangent.
Yes, it was.
Okay. We got any other fandoms you can think of? I mean, we went into like 7 or 8 of them. You're a Whovian, aren't you?
Oh my God. Yeah, I am.
I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, we have. In detail.
Yes.
Matt and Tennant. But yes, that one I also... That one I knew about because my dad grew up in England and he grew up prime Whovian. Like, my dad has nightmares about this because he was a child when this was out. And like, it's funny because before I was into Who, my dad sleep talks. And so one night, sorry, clutch, you're on my cord. You can lay it back down. Sorry. Oh, now you think I'm trying to pet you. But one night, we were going to bed. I can't remember. It was when I was in high school. We were downstairs hanging out. Dad fell asleep. And we were like, all right, time to go to bed. And we were trying to wake him up. And he goes, no, no, the cat people are coming.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what in the heck? What kind of dream is my dad having? And then years and years later, I get into Doctor Who. And I'm watching an episode. And there's an episode where there's a nurse who's a cat. And I was like, oh, I bet you this was probably really freaky back then. But this one, like, I stayed away from it for a long time because I didn't think I'd be into it, which I also, I'm like.
You're into so many other things related to it.
Why would I not be into Doctor Who? And then my younger cousin, she was like, Brie, you need to watch this. I was like, man, I have a lot of friends that are into it. I'm not, meh. And she's like, no, you need to. You're going to love this guy. And so she turned it on, and it was Matt's first episode. And 2 seconds in, I was like, Matt Smith is me. I love him. He was so fun, like, right out the get-go. I was like, you're my dude.
I stopped it because Tennant was right before him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stopped after Tennant, so.
Dude, Matt is a puff.
Really?
Matt is a Hufflepuff hardcore.
I might have to watch it. Yeah. I just never got really super. I watched it because David Tennant and Harry Potter. So that was my link.
The storyline is great in Matt's.
Okay.
Because, yeah, there's just more depth and detail to his arc with his companions.
Okay. Who did I read that was going to be in it now?
Are you talking about the fact that Tennant and Catherine Tate are coming back?
Maybe.
I'm excited for that. I stopped watching after Matt left. And I haven't gone back yet. But with Tennant coming back, I want to watch it again. It was embarrassing. I saw the 50th episode in theaters because they did a big release for it. So me and Sierra went and watched it there. And one of our friends who wasn't really into it, I don't know why she went. Like, saying it like that, I was like, why did she even go with us? But I just remember because at that point when it came out, I knew that Matt was about to not be the doctor anymore and I wasn't ready for him to leave. And I didn't know how it was happening. Obviously, you don't know how it's happening. So I was like, I don't know if it's going to be sad or like what's going to happen. And the episode was great because Tennant comes back for that too, and so it's Matt and Tennant in that one.
Oh, fun. And
Billy Piper's in
it
too.
Isn't it, he's supposed to be like the same person, just reincarnated different doctors?
there's a way it works. And if you've watched 10 its seasons, you should know how it works.
Yeah, I watched it like 9-10 years ago.
I'm not saying anything else.
Okay.
There's a way it works. There's, yeah. You're not technically supposed to interact with yourself, but you can still be there time travel wise.
Okay.
It's just time is wibbly wobbly. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. Goodness, I can't even quote it. But the episode was great. I was loving it. Like towards the end, I was starting to get sad because I was like, oh, we're almost to the end. And then how it ends is like, to fix the problem, they need the power of every doctor's that's been.
Mm-hmm.
So like they show flashes of all the doctor's eyes. And they showed Capaldi's eyes. And I bawled my eyes out. I've never cried harder in a theater. We had to stay to let everyone leave because I was like, I'm not walking out of this theater because I can't stop crying.
Oh my gosh.
Sierra's like, Bree, we still have a few episodes left with him. And I was like, but they ruined the India. They showed me Capaldi's eyes. Literally just his eyes. And I think he says, like, and I'm here or something like that. But I was not happy.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, with Tenet coming back, I really want to go back. I also wanted to watch because Jodie Whittaker was the doctor.
Okay.
So I wanted to see female doctor.
Yeah.
I also was very jealous because my college mentor, when she found out I was big into Who, she was like, Brie, I think you would be a great, like, regeneration for Doctor Who. And I was like, I would be the best. And then Jodie took it from me.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Just took it right out from under you.
Yeah, I totally had that
one. Okay.
What's funny is when we started me on that one, I had another one.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
No, it's fine. That's a good one to talk about because that's a big one. Neither of us are Trekkies.
No. I got my Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it technically started in fifth grade. My teacher read The Hobbit to us. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that really got me into it. I remember fifth grade was when Return of the King came out. So the last one. And for Christmas that year, because they always came out at Christmas time. My parents were like, okay, why don't we watch this? And then we'll go see the new one in theater. So I just remember though, before that, walking around like the stores, you know, they have the movies playing on the TVs, and it was the first one where the troll was like hiding, like looking at them around, trying to find them around the pillars or whatever. And I was like watching it, and then it jumped around, and like I was like, that is so scary. I'm never going to watch that. And then they put it in. I was like, oh, this is that movie. You're
like, no.
Oh my gosh, I was obsessed though. So now we have our movie, our tradition. We watch Lord of the Rings every Christmas time, in between Christmas and New Year.
I wouldn't say I'm huge into Lord of the Rings. I'll watch it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the storyline. But when Return of the King came out, actually when Two Towers came out, right? Mm-hmm. That's one before it.
Mm-hmm.
I became obsessed with Orlando Bloom.
How lucky. What a freaking lucky. That was his first role ever. How?
Like, yeah. Which also then makes me realize I'm pretty positive this is how I ended up going and seeing Pirates of the Caribbean first time.
That makes sense. I would think so.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because I also, funny story with Pirates of the Caribbean. I remember this was when Disney Channel was big into like promoting their movies. And so they would do like behind the scenes with the cast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were interviewing Johnny Depp. And I remember playing at my friend's house and stopping and looking at the TV screen going, ew.
Who's that old man?
I was like, I'll never watch that movie because of him. And then I ended up watching it because one of my friend's cousins wanted to go see it for her birthday, and I realized it was the one with Orlando Bloom, and I was like, yeah, I'll go see that. And then like halfway through the movie, I was like, dang, Jack Sparrow, where are you at?
I just remember
previews, seeing those previews of them turning into the skeletons. And I was like, yeah. That looks absolutely terrifying. No way am I ever going to see that. It's a freaking great movie.
The best. I love that movie. But back to Lord of the Rings. But I would walk around the house and I would, if I was angry at you, I would pull out my bow and arrow and I would shoot you. Yeah. Yeah. Like one time, I remember we were hanging out in the kitchen and family friend Billy, who's going to be on Ender's Game.
Okay.
He was in the kitchen and he had a bag of marshmallows, and he's who took me to see the Two Towers. And he wasn't giving me the marshmallows. I cannot remember why. So I just sat there. I was like, give them to me. I was like, no. And I was like, don't make me shoot you. And then I shot him. And then I did it again. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah. I wanted to be Legolas so bad.
Yes, I love Legolas. Mm-hmm. I know my brother came up. We were littler. But he came up with this way that it's like, Legolas's nickname was Happy Feet. And there was like, it was like a tower of like, well, because of this, it turns to this, this. And like, it went from like ridiculous roller coaster way to get to that. And I wish I remembered how it was. I don't remember, but I was like, I will always know Legolas's
happy feet.
But yeah,
I just remember, since we're talking about your brother, this is not fandom related, but I just have a hilarious story when we were in middle school.
Okay.
The Monopoly story.
Okay.
I always tell that Paul doesn't remember, but I remember so well.
I don't remember it either. It
was the funniest thing. It was like way late at night, and I was staying at Allie's house, and we were all upstairs in their like den little area. We had watched, I think we had watched part of Forrest Gump or something, and then we weren't tired, so we were like, let's like play a game. So Paul was obsessed with Monopoly for some reason. I don't know why.
Or I don't know, we just liked Monopoly.
Yeah, and I've always hated Monopoly. What? But I'll play it. Yeah. It's one of my least favorites because it's just, it's long. It's long. Very and drawn long. Out. Mm-hmm. So I was not a fan of it. But we pull out Monopoly and we're playing. And I start kicking butt. I start like winning to the point, I think Allie like went bankrupt. And I was like, probably. Cool. Paul's going to go bankrupt in like two turns. And then we can go to bed and I can be done with Monopoly. So I make him go bankrupt. And he's like, wait. He ran downstairs to get his piggy bank with money so that he could stop playing.
It's so funny because that is not him anymore.
Yeah,
he would be like,
whatever.
Yeah, he'd be finding ways to end the game sooner. Yeah. So I don't know. We were all on a tired high.
That's what I was gonna say. Well, it was also, he was young.
Yeah, that, you know, mm-hmm. he's a very different person.
Yeah, I feel like that was when we were in eighth grade. So
he'd been in sixth grade.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And I think like, at that point, he didn't like hanging out with us, but he also, I think he did like hanging out. He was like, I'm hanging out with my big sister and her friends.
So back when he loved me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing with him. I always am like, bye, I love you, Paul. And he never says it back. He thinks it's funny. That's why he doesn't do it. That's his type of personality. Like, if you want him to do something, he'll do everything possible to not. I'm like, oh. But
I also remember when he told me that he pulled a spider out of his ear when he was sitting upstairs. Yes. So now anytime that I have an itch in my ear, I think there's going to be a spider.
Yep. Yep. That's what I told Riley, too. I was like, do you know Uncle Paul pulled a spider out of his ear? And she's like, what? Mm-hmm. It's like,
whoa. In your own house.
Yes. I didn't add that part to it. But yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Just chatting about nothing and everything.
That's kind of like what we originally wanted this podcast to be.
That is. Did you know that, guys? We were like, let's just make a podcast. And then every month, maybe we'll do something different. One month, maybe we'll do books compared to movies. Another month, maybe video games.
Yeah.
And then we're like, nah, we'll just stick with the books to movies.
Well, could you imagine if we only did one month?
I know.
How would we choose which one to do?
I know.
We would want to do like all of Harry Potter in one episode. All 12
episodes. It would be so exhausting. And then it's like,
We have such a hard time coming up with minisode ideas. Could you imagine this the whole podcast have every hour long episode having to be,
oh no,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, no, yeah. That would be rough.
Yes.
All right,
but anyways, okay,
this,
you guys,
was fun.
Yeah, tune in on
Monday for,
is it Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes, it is.
It's our last book of the season.
Exciting.
My gosh.
And then we're on to season 3. Bigger and better.
My gosh. Yep.
Woo.
Cool. All right, you guys. We'll see you.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.